Good afternoon.
Hi, Rob. It's Amelia.
Hi, Amelia. How are you?
Oh, I'm actually not doing well, so I'm really glad you have this call because I need a pep talk. I just feel kind of down in the dumps, and like I know I'm doing what I well. I feel like I've done a lot of work for a couple reasons. First, my husband's been traveling a lot. And so, like, just being a wife and mother is, like, sucky. And then I'm doing a directorship program. And at the end of this month is the exams and presentation. And it's a lot of work. It's not like one of these joke programs. It's really, really hard. And I fell behind on that somehow. And I'm trying to catch up. And so I worked both days this weekend. But like just with, I feel like really stressed, and with regard specifically to my business, I just feel like I'm doing what we talked about doing, but I'm not seeing results, and my numbers are not where I want them to be. And I've got, what do I have, 7 weeks left to the end of the year, and I'm not going to hit my goal at this point. And I'm like, I'm upset, but I don't know what I need to do differently.
Mm-hmm. What's the directorship program?
So it's called the Family Wealth Director, and it's only for advisors in PWM, and it's really geared towards providing clients with more than 10 million of, you know, like a differentiated experience, something that's more like a multi-office platform. You know, it makes me more competitive, supposedly, and it's quite prestigious. So it's good to do, but it's also, it's a lot. I mean, there's like 200 hours or something of work and exams, and there's an oral, there's a case study oral that's 2 hours long that's in New York the week after Thanksgiving, and it's a lot. It's mostly estate planning, taxes, business ownership, different securities and strategies with regard to private companies and that kind of stuff. And I love it. And I think it's going to be, I don't know, I think it'll help me marketing wise. And I'm not actually spending any time during the day on it. I'm only spending time at night and on the weekend. But I feel, I don't know, like I feel like in a way it still is a distraction because I had meetings last week, but it's been like, I guess I'm really not doing the things that I need to be doing if I look at my calendar. That's the truth. But I feel exhausted. Like I just feel like I'm working my tushy off, and I'm not like getting anywhere. So I don't know. I need a pep talk or a realignment. Because I know what to do, and I make the calls. But you know, these things take time. Like I had a great. Okay, so in the case with the doctor, I sent that email.
Yep.
He's a $2.5 million guy who got really sensitive about price, and we went back and forth an email, and I sent the email that I sent to you, and I haven't heard back from him. So, like, do I call him? Like, what do you, like, I don't know. I feel like I've got stuff out there, but it's just getting really quiet, and that scares me.
Well, we figured out what you did wrong there, right?
What did I do wrong? I know what I could have done differently, but I don't, I mean, what did I do wrong? Oh, I didn't anticipate. I remember now, Rob. I didn't anticipate that the old FA team would go back and like offer a really, really, really ridiculous deal.
Right. So remember, it's called immunization. So you learn a very valuable lesson.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so it wasn't a waste, and it wasn't a case gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you learned a valuable lesson that virtually 100% of the time, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so immunization is the key word there, okay?
Gotcha.
So what you want to do is you want to, when you think about it, you want to make sure in your brain immunization pops up.
Yeah, every time.
Right. So you've got these keywords that each case teaches you.
Mm-hmm.
So that one taught you that, and so if it never comes to anything, it was worth it because it taught you maybe one of the great lessons of our business.
Yes, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
So,
so not all is a loss.
Right. Okay. So, listen, the reality is your generation is, in my generation's mind, trying to do too much. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean in the sense of accomplishing great things, or I think you're just trying to be super people and super
mm-hmm.
women, particularly super women.
Absolutely true. Yeah.
And you're setting yourselves up for the kind of feelings that you're having,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, feelings of inadequacy in every area. So I think what you have to do is really measure critical versus, you know, remember when we did we did the critical versus, you know, the urgent versus important.
Yes.
Okay. And I gotta trust myself that I can remember these. What week things are in? Oh, well, there's six. Anyway, maybe it's seven. The idea is that, you focus on the important but not urgent. Now, here's the game. What you're doing with your, as a private wealth advisor is important but not urgent. Okay?
Okay.
And I think it's great. The problem is, are you setting yourself up for disappointment? Okay, in terms of your overall effort this year. It's in week 8. Stephen Covey's urgent but not important. So let's just go back to that and think to ourselves, okay?
Yeah.
The most important thing for you right now is building your business.
Yes.
Okay? The most important thing is to have the required number of appointments.
Yes. And I have not achieved that in the past 2 weeks because of, I don't know, like I'm too tired from everything else. Okay.
And so what you have to do is you have to just say to yourself, look, some things that are important but not urgent are just going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Until...
This can wait till truth be told, all of this can wait till, like, Wednesday. I have an all-day, like, compliance seminar. I can do some work on this program then. And then I have Thanksgiving. I can do that.
And, you know, is it, I mean, do you lose your status if you don't do this?
I don't know. I don't know what happens if I don't do it. I don't know what happens if I delay it.
I mean, I would probably make that phone call and just say, look, you know, between my children, my husband, my work, the stress is getting to me. What happens if I delay this for a year until next year?
Yeah.
And they say, oh, nothing happens. You're fine. And you go, great. Okay,
let's delay it.
One of the things that you, I mean, everybody suffers from it, but I just find that women suffer from this more than men.
Mm-hmm.
Is the desire to please the teacher. Okay?
Yeah, so much so.
And to be a good student and not let people down, and particularly to be a good student. Okay?
Yeah.
Whereas the guys, you know, guys don't seem to care. They don't care. They really don't care. They get it. You know, they're kind of like, okay, the heck with it. You know, if I lose my status, I'll get it back. Or if I do this, I'll get it back. It's more of a, you know, a wartime mentality than it is pleasing the teacher, you know.
Yeah, very much so.
I gotta win, and I'm in a war, I gotta win. Okay, if I lose, I die. Okay?
Right.
So I can't lose here or I die. And really, truly, you know, my mentality was, you know, burn the boats. I'm never going to be an oral surgeon, or I'm never going to be a surgeon. I'm not going to be, you know, a rocket scientist. I'm going to be a financial advisor.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I can be a manager someday if I do a good job on this. And that's my direction. I'm not going to be anything else. Okay.
Right.
So
I don't want to be anything else other than what I am.
Right. Either I win or I die. Okay. And so it wasn't like I had 15 things in my brain. It was one thing. Okay. And my family, frankly, came second.
Yeah.
Everything came second to surviving. And to
but I don't need to. Yeah, but you see, I have a husband who travels 50% of the time and on, like, less than 24 hours notice. So I don't, that's a lot of me.
I understand. You're not alone. My daughter's in the exact same position. Why do you think I'm in Nashville right now?
Call for help. Get people to help.
Right. Get people to help. Call people, hire people, do what you need to do, and just don't. You cannot be everything to everybody. You just can't. So, you know, your children really will always come first, okay?
Yes, yes.
And that's understandable. But, you know, you can't make yourself crazy in the meantime by doing impossible things and exhausting yourself.
Right.
Really approach capacity in your brain.
That's absolutely true. It can only handle so much stress.
Well, the stress of calling strangers and asking for their business is enormous by itself. So you're always going to go towards things that are less stressful than that.
Okay.
Okay, which is doing this work. This is stress, but it's a lot less stress than calling strangers. Because you know you can do it. See, you know you can do it. You're smart. You just need time. And so your brain is always going to go towards the academic versus the risk of calling strangers.
Of course.
So you have to stop yourself from being the most academically gifted, best student in the class, failing the class. Okay. You're going to be the smartest kid that ever failed the industry.
Right, and the answer to that is to use my process.
You
and prioritize. Yeah.
The process works, but it doesn't work unless you use it.
Yeah, if I look back at my calendar and my digital calendar and then my daily calendar, I'm not doing the process. Like, I think I'm doing the process, but I'm not doing the process. If I just look at last week, everything gets transferred. I make a few, but I'm not doing what I need to be doing. I realized that. No. I think I thought I was doing it, but I'm not doing it. So, I'm just going to start doing it.
Here's the thing. If you're not getting the results, you're not using the process.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, oh, but I'm doing the process. But it took me literally flipping through my Franklin Planner thing to see that all of the calls got pushed. Like, I would make one or two a day. It's not the same.
You make the number of calls necessary to get the results you want.
Exactly. And I'm not getting the results I want, so I need to make more calls.
Yeah.
Okay, I got them. I can do that. I need to be reminded, though. But that's why,
It's every human being. We're all exactly.
I know.
Everybody's so unique. Everybody thinks, well, it's much harder for me. No, it's not much harder for you. It's much harder for everyone.
Yeah, or I'm the only one who's not making the calls, and that's why I'm not liking what's going on with my numbers. Oh, but I'm not making the calls, because, yeah.
Here's the thing that you should know.
Yeah.
No one is making the call. Okay.
Really?
Really?
But that's their job.
Yeah, but no one's doing their job.
What do they do all day?
Good call.
Not make the calls. What they staff about. Like, they did what I did last week, which is make themselves think that they were doing work. And when I was doing work, I was doing... not urgent work.
There's a very rare few where this is, where they have built up the rituals and they have the talent, and together between their talent and their rituals, they do the work.
Uh-huh. That I hope you know.
Those are the ones you read about.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are in my book. But they're rare.
Yeah.
You know,
but I need to, but that's what I, but,
yeah,
but that's what I need to be. Yeah, but that's what I need to be, because no one's giving me a business. Like, I'm literally the only person in this office who's in this program who's not being given their business. I'm the only one. Like, I have to defy all the odds.
Right.
Because no one's giving me anything.
Right. But you will be given some business once you get to the point where they can see you as reliable.
Right. You're right.
You just haven't made it past the point of, you know, they still see you as a newer person, and therefore you're not hidden. Yeah. Which is, you can understand it.
I can understand it, totally. I don't like it, but it is what it is. Yeah.
It's not discrimination, it's just business. It's just good business. Yeah. You know, they're going to take the chance that, you know, you might not be there. So, that's the game. So, you're still in the survival mode.
Gotcha.
Right? And, therefore, you can't be... You don't have the luxury of wasting time on other things.
Uh-huh.
Okay? If you're winning and things are going great,
then you can dabble.
And you can do the other stuff. But until then, win this battle. And tell people that. I mean, say, look, you know, at this stage of my career, I need to do this. And they'll be like, sure, go. You know,
yeah.
Nobody's going to question you. But you need these touch points. You know, so you're two weeks off your mission, right? There was a famous battle in Korea on Fox Hill, and a group of Marines volunteered to rescue them, and it was a Lieutenant Lee, who was this incredibly brave guy. The problem was that his compass wasn't working properly. And he was off track. And there was fog, and there was rain, and misery, and cold, and snow. And he had to go several, it was miles and miles he had to go with thousands of troops behind him as their leader. And he got off track, and the commanding officer could see it from the rear, and he had to literally run the distance from the rear to the front to tell Lee was off track, and Lee wouldn't believe him in the beginning. He didn't believe that his compass was freezing up and was not functioning. And he finally believed him, so he got back on track. And they
then they
rescued the troops. Okay? The commanding officer's commitment to getting his leader back on track was key. The key was he didn't get off track by that much, that he could still salvage the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is the same. It's a perfect analogy. You're off track by a week or two. You're not off track by a year or a month.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Your key in your mission is to get back on track regardless of whether or not you believe that your compass is working. You're off track, okay? And you need to get back on. Right?
Yeah, and I need on a weekly basis to...
You didn't send me on my...
No, because I failed, because I didn't do my thing. And you think that would, like, motivate me, but somehow it didn't.
Last week.
That's very strange.
You didn't send me a message at all.
No, because I did not, because I failed, because I didn't make my contact.
All right, so you should have sent the message, I failed, the water is not clear and cool.
Okay. Yes, because I think if I would have sent that, it would have registered, and instead I was just in denial. Right?
It's a brutal psychological game that we have to play.
So we have to play it, otherwise we get off track.
Very few people as human beings have to do what you're doing.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Lieutenant Lee had to do it. He was considered, he got the Congressional Medal of Honor. No, he never did the Congressional Medal of Honor. He got the Navy Cross. That's the second highest award, but he never got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He should have.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the courage of what he did, okay? But do you understand that you're going to get the Navy Cross or a Congressional Medal of Honor for doing what you're doing?
No,
you
got on
the paper. Yeah, but you should get that, okay? You should get the Navy Cross for doing what you're doing because it takes so much courage.
Okay.
No job takes this much courage, no other job.
Okay.
You've got to keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
That
well,
you do this without help. with nothing more than your compass, okay?
Yeah.
And a commanding officer, me, in the rear, periodically coming up and saying, you're off track, get back on. Don't compare yourself to other people. They're in different situations.
I know. It's so hard though because other like everybody else has someone who's like giving them their business or it's a family situation. It's like, okay, I'm just gonna make my calls. I get down a little bit sometimes.
Right. Well, just think about that. You've chosen to be the brave one. You've chosen to be the pathfinder.
Mm-hmm.
The one that do you know how much more satisfying it will be though?
Yeah,
I did it myself. I did it 100% myself.
Yeah.
Okay? And the difference between that and others, now I'm on an island with people that have all made a lot of money. And I have a satisfaction knowing that it wasn't anything but my work that got me where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Gotcha.
It feels great.
It's actually, I do feel better. I do.
You should. You should feel better. You're doing a very great thing. I mean, lots and lots and lots of people fail at what you're doing.
Oh my gosh, almost everybody.
Right. But you have the talent, you have the brains, you just have to, you have to keep going, you have to foot after foot. And remember, it was 70 below zero for these Marines.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, wind chill factor of 70 below. Most of them ended with frostbite or died. I mean, it was the hardest thing I think the Marines ever did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not 70 below, okay?
No, I'm staying in an office. Yeah, I'm staying in an office. I just got to do it. It always comes down to that with me. It's just recognizing I just need to do it.
Right. Right. And don't try and be a superhero, you know. Get help. Yes. Use me. Use a personal trainer. Have a person that steps in for your kids. Call mom. Do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try and be perfect.
I'm going to write that down. Okay.
Your mother, my mother, my, you know, our families didn't have to do what you girls are trying to do.
Yeah.
And it's not
trying to. They're trying to do everything.
They're trying to be superwomen. So get help. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. You can, but you're going to have to get help to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And you've got to focus the things that are most critical for you to do to get where you want to go. And that is, you got to make your call.
Yes.
Okay? And then you got to get people to do the rest. And then you got to say no. I'm sorry. I can do it at night and I can do it over Thanksgiving. Really?
Yeah, that's really fine.
That's really what you want your Thanksgiving to be.
No, that's not what I want my Thanksgiving to be, but that's my reality.
Then get a reprieve.
Okay. Yeah, let me. Get off.
I mean, you got a husband you got to have time for, you got children you got to have time for, you got everybody else. I mean, you can't, and who's going to cook, you know, Christmas, I mean, Thanksgiving dinner? I mean,
well, thankfully someone else is doing that.
Right.
But I still have to watch the kids for the whole day, and the husband's still not going to be there, and all, you know.
You know, my daughter's husband's in China for 3 weeks, okay? I mean, Courtney was almost crying, and she was sick, and the baby's sick, okay?
Yeah. Oh, I've been there.
So, I mean, it's like, are you kidding? I come home, and I almost make you want to cry. You know, our life was never like this. I worked, Marcia took care of the kids. It was simple.
Right.
You know? It was simple.
It's not simple anymore. Yeah.
Oh,
and but I need to make it as simple as I can make it in order to focus on my business and not...
Right. You can't change everything. Right. You're trying to be superhero woman. You're also, just keep in mind, you're trying to do... With the private wealth thing, you're trying to do something that people, you know, 20 years in the business are doing rather than,
right.
You know, I mean, I know you've been in the business a long time, but you're, you know, on your own doing this is different. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to say, look, I'm a rookie. Like, I can't be. You know, I can be okay as a private wealth person, but I can't be doing what they're doing because they're not prospecting, okay? They're not prospecting. They're doing this. They're taking this class. Good. Good for them.
Yeah, everyone who's taking this class is older. Or there's a kid downtown who's taking a class that his dad is giving him his business. So not the same.
There's nobody doing what you're trying to do taking this class, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, be a hero. I mean, it's up to you. I mean, kill yourself. I don't know. I'm going to still be here. But, you know, you hire me for advice, and then you tell me what's going on, then you got to...
I got to do it. I just got to do it.
You just have
to... I got it. Yeah, okay. So the first thing I'm going to do when I hang up the phone is make my contact list for this week, and then I'm going to make my contacts, and then I'll go from there and get some more meetings for this week and do some COIs, make some COI contacts. That's what I'm going to do for the rest of the day.
And then do me a favor and just get some relief from the stress of all the other things you have to do.
Yeah, I think I'll go to CrossFit.
Okay, are you going to make a call out? Are you going to get some relief on this test or whatever you got?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to email the woman who's in charge and ask her what we can do, if we can put it off till the next term.
No, because she's a woman. I mean, she gets it, right? She's probably doing too much, too. You're all crazy. It's going to be interesting. I'm serious. You know, I hope I live long enough to figure out whether this was crazy. Yeah, congratulations, you won, you know.
What do we win? What am I winning?
I hope it works, you know, for your sake and for Courtney's sake and everybody else's sake. And it's like, well, we can't survive unless you can survive, you know. You just... You know, you don't have everything that you think you want or deserve. But it's, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just hope it is. I hope it works. I think it can, but there is a price. Your brand is going to be good, though. You know, your personal satisfaction is going to be there, and you're going to have written books and achieved things, and, you know, everybody's going to be congresswomen and senators, and good. Nice job. I hope they're happy, though,
yeah,
all this. You know? Because guys don't have to do this, you know?
No.
We don't have to.
No.
We don't have to have babies, you know? And,
no. My husband shows my... If my husband does one thing with the kids, it's like everyone applauds them.
It's ridiculous. I know. I know. And I was just on the phone with a guy whose wife is very successful, and he's not as successful as she is, and he's doing a lot with the kids, and he's the same way. He's a pleaser. He's trying to get everybody happy.
Yeah.
And his business is, and he's trying to pull the team together. He's got a crappy team. They don't do their work. He's the youngest guy. He's really good. He's really smart. He's bringing a lot of capacity. But he's dissatisfied with the way he's doing. And I said, concentrate on you doing the right thing for you and don't worry about fixing your partners.
Uh-huh.
He wants to fix everybody, you know.
Yeah, well, I want to help everybody.
So concentrate on doing your job really well, and you can't fix or change or control other people.
Right.
Okay. So just, but you can hire people and you can use leverage.
Yeah.
So that's how I got things done. I leveraged myself by hiring. I had two interns that were full-time plus my secretary and an admin and an ops manager, and I ran 14 states with 2,000 plus financial advisors and, you know, 4,000 support people. So it was a big business, but I never made myself crazy because I always delegated everything as soon as I got it.
Delegation is, okay, I'm writing that down. Delegating. Yeah. I got myself a CSA, I just need to use her more.
Well, use her to keep you on track. That's your personal trainer.
Yeah.
Meet with her every day and check in to make sure you've done what you said you were going to do.
Okay.
And she's in charge of keeping you doing what you say you're going to do, not just your calls to your client.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every call that you're supposed to make should be part of that accountability. She's your personal trainer.
Okay. So I can have her hold me accountable.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's critical that you have those people there asking you, did you do your job? You know, did you call such and such? You said you were going to call her at 4 o'clock yesterday. Did you do it? And it should be scheduled. Schedule everything.
Yes. Time block and schedule.
Right.
Because if not, then the time just disappears. Yeah.
It's got to be an appointment. Everything's an appointment. Every workout is an appointment. It's scheduled by the trainer.
Yeah. That makes sense to me. That feels good.
Okay, so every call is an appointment. Every center of influence meeting is a scheduled appointment. Put it right into your 12-4-2 scheduler.
Gotcha.
Okay. Every center of influence goes right into 12-4-2, assuming you want them to be 12-4-2. If not, make them a button, make them quarterly. But try and set it up so that these things pop up, so you don't have to think about it. And meet with her every day and make sure she's holding you accountable and you're holding her accountable. All right? It can be every day, every day, every day, every day. Are we doing our jobs? Are we doing our job? Am I doing my job? You doing your job? Then it's not a week that goes by.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a day.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So, you know, I was a Navy pilot, and when we didn't have the kind of fabulous electronics that they have today, I had periodically, I had to check myself to make sure I was on the proper, route, right? I wasn't too far off of my route. And so,
it's hard to do that, though, for yourself. It's really hard.
Well, we had the air traffic controllers which say, maybe such and such, are you having difficulties? We go, no, we're fine. I know we're just, he said, well, you're half a mile off your plan. You know, what are you doing? And so we whip ourselves back onto our plan. And so that's what you need. You just need, but you don't want to be a mile off. You want to be a few yards off.
Right.
So that's what you need is the daily check-in.
Yeah.
Okay? You could even do a half-day check-in.
Okay.
You know, check in at noontime, check in at 4 o'clock before you go home. Did I do what I said I was going to do this morning? I mean, the more you can have that accountability, the better.
Exactly, because then I won't go a week without doing anything productive. Right. I mean, I did lots of things, but none of it was productive, and I was exhausted, but none of it was productive.
Well, it was productive. It just wasn't productive for this.
Well, this is the important thing.
Is the most important thing for you.
Yeah, the one thing.
Children, husband, this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm lucky my children are healthy and good, so that's...
Okay, those are your glass, those are the glass balls that you're juggling.
Yeah.
You can't drop any of them. Okay?
Super. Before we conclude, I want to ask you... with regard to this doctor client who last week we sent that email where we were creating the immunization, do I call him or do I leave it? He hasn't responded to the email.
Yeah, I need to try and get a meeting with him, a final meeting, to close it out and say, you know, how's it feel to have, you know, volatile markets without anybody coaching you?
Okay. But how do I ask him for the meeting? Just to close it out? Just to close it out? Is what I tell him?
Yeah. I just ask him for another meeting. Say, look, you know, I sent you the email. I'd like to meet in person.
Okay.
I think that, you know, what we're offering is of value, and I'd like to have the opportunity to discuss it one more time with you. And he's like, no, I'm good. I've decided to make a really bad decision. Well, you, like he said, you cannot control other people's bad decisions.
But I can create an opportunity for myself.
Right.
Okay.
Right. In my world, I would always make the phone call and try and get the person. It's hard to, the reality is, it's harder to say no to somebody face-to-face.
Yes.
It's second hardest on the phone.
Right.
It's third hardest in an email, okay?
Yeah.
So you did the easiest thing for you and for him. You didn't do the best thing for you or him. The best thing was an appointment in person. So he had to say no to your face, and you had an opportunity to sell yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So always, if you're going to get a no, try and get a no in person.
Okay.
But it's going to turn into a yes, you know?
Yeah. At least it gives me an opportunity to turn into a yes.
Right. You can't. I mean, you know, my guess is, well, let's not guess. Let's find out what really is going on. And you
know,
you're always
telling what's really going on.
Well, here's the thing. Always go into every situation as if he's going to say yes.
Okay.
Not with the attitude he's going to say no.
Yeah.
Say, I know you wanted to meet again, and I know you're going to make the right decision, and you can see the value in what I'm offering. I just like the opportunity to make that happen for you.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, wow, this person's so persistent.
And that's a good thing.
Right. And remember, you didn't lose the money for him. He's losing right now.
Oh. Yeah, because he's 85% equities.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I got it. Okay.
Okay.
I know what to do. Off I go.
Thanks. Bye.
You take care, Rob. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I was wondering if you ever got back.